On Wall Street, the Dow is down 61 points, the S&P 500 losing 13. This is SRN News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-583-0141. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Katie Britt is co-sponsoring the Lake and Riley Act within the U.S. Senate, along with North Carolina Senator Ted Budd. The bill was already introduced and passed into the U.S. House by Congressman Mike Collins of Georgia. The Lake and Riley Act would require U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents to arrest illegal aliens who commit crimes of theft, larceny, and burglary, and would require ICE to detain them. The legislation also allows for states to take action against federal agencies should they choose to not enforce the immigration laws that are on the books. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The attorney for a judge in Florence is challenging a perjury charge against his client. Lauderdale County Circuit Judge Gil Self was indicted with 18 criminal counts back in January of this year. Now Self's attorney has filed a motion about the one charge of perjury, asking for prosecutors to provide specific parts of the judge's testimony where the perjury occurred. This case is being prosecuted by the Alabama Attorney General's office and has to do with the judge using the court system money for personal travel. 6 small stray dogs were captured after being seen on Fort Morgan Road within traffic. The 6 dogs were not found to have microchips, so no owners have been located. Angie's Doghouse is now working to find homes for 4 of those dogs. 2 have already been placed with members of the Gulf Shores Police Department. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you're going to rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery's Conversational Radio Show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Produce some crappy results.
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views in the afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie is in the studio with me. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Joe?
Doing all right. And as, well, we were saying earlier in the week, we have right across the desk from me, he is the minority leader in the State House of Representatives, first African-American, youngest, I believe, too, and also running for Congress. We have Anthony Daniels here in the studio. How you doing today, sir?
Man, I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me today.
Yeah, thank you for being on. So the first question I ask everybody, whether they're running for mayor, city council, I'd ask somebody running for president, why do this to yourself?
Well, it's necessary. You know, I'm from Midway, Alabama, in Bullock County, raised primarily by my grandparents. And so, you know, the heart raised growing up, hard work and understanding, faith and hard work, you know, that was things that were instilled in me as a young man. But seeing the difficulties and seeing the challenges that the people in Bullock County and other counties face growing up, and those challenges are still in existence today, you know. And so some ask, you know, if not, then, you know, why not me?
Right.
I've been able to navigate the political waters here in Alabama, in the majority, supermajority, Republican supermajority legislature, and being able to build alliances with people on issues where there's common ground to help the people that I was raised around, as well as the ones that are in my district. And so Washington, D.C. is no different. I want to be able to bring community to the chaos that I see that existence at the federal level. And then I want to restore the confidence in the people that, hey, we may be in different parties, but at the end of the day, the R and the D doesn't matter. It's the A, Alabama, and making certain that constituents, because when you're elected as a representative, you got to represent everyone. Now, I'm not going to compromise my principle or my beliefs on what I feel strongly in, but I will work to identify some areas of common ground that yields the returns that all of us want. And so that's the difference between me and anyone else running, is that I have the track record of working across the aisle. I have the track record of deliverables, cutting taxes, making certain that we're focusing on things that have outcomes that's beneficial to the Alabama in general. And so I have the receipts,
right.
And there's no one else that has the receipts that I have in difficult times.
Well, and both Eddie and I, and Eddie, I think more than me, because he's actually lived that life when he worked at Hyundai all those years. You proposing getting rid of the tax on overtime, we were all for it. We thought it was just 100%. A great idea.
You become a hero.
How much overtime do you use?
Out at plants like that, but at Hyundai, 55 to 60% of your income is overtime.
Wow.
Right.
So to remove that, 5% tax was a heck of a thing.
And we my hero.
Love that idea. And I'm looking through a lot of the policies you propose. You are coming up with the ideas that I think anybody with common sense would go, yeah, that's about right.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's what I'm trying to do right now. I have a bill that I propose that deals with child care, allowing companies to be able to build a child care facility on site and get some dollars from the construction side, about up to $1 million on the construction costs. But at the same time, I want them to be able to give that money to their employees to either partner with a provider to offer that service if they don't build it on site, or their employees get to go to that on site, their employees' children get to go to that on site facility at no charge.
Right.
And so this helps not only the business, it's helped them with increase, it helped the state in increasing the actual participation rate, but it also helped the family in reducing their overall burdens that
financial
they have
from
a financial standpoint and put more money in their pockets. Right. So that's where I am, putting more money in people's pocket. They work hard for the money that they earn, and they should be rewarded. And that's all I'm trying to do.
Amen. And now, just a little more biography. So you're raised in this area, as you said, Midway. It's about an hour, I guess, from here.
Mm-hmm.
And wife and kids?
Yes.
Okay.
I have two daughters and a son. My oldest daughter's name is Madison. My youngest daughter, who's seven, Madison's 13. Abigail is 7, and Anthony is 5.
And for our... With the Huntsville connection, how did you end up in Huntsville?
College. I went to college in Huntsville. I was a lot of folks around this area, part of the state and nationally, know me as AD. I was a really good basketball player. I was a point guard, 6'3" point guard, and started on the varsity as a freshman and in Bullitt County, but also played AAU basketball with teammates like Amari Stoudemire and I were teammates. And
Wow.
I was a point guard for that team. And so they built a team around my age group because the other teams that I was playing for were much older than I was, mm-hmm. but I was able to compete with them. And so someone that's almost the tallest person on your team, a 6'3 point guard since seventh grade, but I tore my ACL in football. I was also a tailback. I was a tailback.
Oh, wow.
And a 38 toss cost me my athletic career.
Yeah, they hit you on the side or something like that?
No, it was raining, and it was supposed to rain, and they put in rain cleats on the bottom of my cleats. Well, it ended up not raining.
Too much traction.
And they didn't change them out. And so it cost me a career. But I will tell you, by the grace of God, I was able to transition to doing something like what I'm doing today to be able to help people. And that's what it's about. You know, being able to make that transition.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of the difficulties that you have in your life, regardless of the obstacles that you have to try to overcome, mm-hmm. They're always another way to get to arrive at the same point. And the point for me was, I thought athletics was my ticket out of the community to give back to the community that had given me so much.
Right.
You know, I remember a lot of folks say, you know, you're too young to know about these things. Well, at 12 o'clock on Friday, the rolling store would come around in my community. And that was the highlight of my day, of my week, is being able to go and barter eggs in exchange for goods with my grandmother, but also being able to get that orange eight is what mm-hmm. I'm most interested in.
It's good. Well, and now let's look big picture, because if you do get elected, mm-hmm. You'll be joining a big team up there, as everybody is. So what do you think are the top three issues facing the nation right now?
I think for me, particularly, we know that there are a lot of challenges with a lot of the international community in making certain that we're building alliances there and that we're supporting our friends and we're supporting them to the highest level possible, and understanding that our allies are our allies, and trying to figure out ways to be of assistance to them. We see that the challenges that they're facing in a number of countries. One of the things I would tell you, knowing that in Pike County, that Lockheed Martin plant is the plant that builds the Javelin rocket mm-hmm. that's sent to Ukraine. And so anyone that's interested in cutting defense spending is really not paying attention to how that spending in our particular district matters. Getting those resources. So the defense budget is something I'm very interested in, because there are about 5 military bases that are in or in proximity to this district,
yep.
second congressional district.
Right.
And understanding the uniqueness of all of those particular military bases and driving growth and opportunity. We've seen in Redstone Arsenal what the Department of Defense have done to the community in the Huntsville area. Well, why can't we do that in Montgomery? Why can't we do that in Russell County? Why can't we do that in Pike County? Why can't we do it in the Mobile area? We can. So you got to focus your attention on things that are going to drive growth in the region.
Right.
And so partnering on the housing front. You know, military installations have a lot of land. Why aren't we looking at a partnership for some affordable workforce housing? You know, housing opportunities of maybe moving the gate back some and having the military donate a certain portion of land to the city and county, right? I mean, to the city in particular, because this military base sits in the city that Maxwell and Gunner here. And so then you're able to then work with the military and a developer to purchase those products to build homes through the military base, mm-hmm. right? So then that way you lowered the overhead so that the affordability aspect, you're able to have workforce housing for folks that are going into, you know, whether it's teaching, whether it's city employees, county employees, whether it's folks that are in healthcare field, other fields that we critically need, but those salaries are not enough for them to be able to sustain living long term in this particular region. And so we have to do that. Education. For me, my background is education. And so for me, the investments in education, we know that every dollar that's invested in early childhood saves you $7 in corrections. Mm-hmm. And if we know that, because we've not placed an emphasis on a mixed delivery system, working with churches, working with daycares from birth to pre-K, making investments, drawing down on dollars to make investments to build that infrastructure so that young person, that young family, has a chance at being able to live the American dream right here in Alabama. And their opportunities are endless. It increases their likelihood of being productive citizens in this country.
Right. And so military education, what would be number three?
Good paying jobs, making certain that, and it goes with the first one with the military. The military piece, I see a way to, I'll add on to that, to leverage defense contractors, attracting some of the workforce and opportunities for them to expand their companies to this region. To the Montgomery area. If you're doing business at Maxwell, if you're doing business at Gunner, if you're doing business at Fort Benning, or which is Fort Moore now, or Fort Rucker, which is Fort Novosel, if you're doing business at those particular military bases, we want to attract you to, if you're expanding, we want you to be in our area. We want you to move to our area. We want to also encourage startups to be able to do business with the government. We want to change or add on to the things that are going on Maxwell Air Force Base. We know about the training in the workhouse. We know about all that. Let's add some other things that's going to drive growth to the region, mm-hmm. where small businesses can bid on government contractors. They can do the T-shirts for the military. They can do other things to support, because it drives growth and wealth to the entire region and opportunity, and it also drives down costs for folks in the region that may, you know, their salaries may be adequate for living, but when you see the inflation and you see all of the costs going up, you can't, companies increasing salaries are going to put themselves out of business or have to cut on the workforce.
Right.
So let's figure out a way to partner and work with them to drive down some of those calls by getting them opportunities on the military basis. Of if you're a T-shirt shop or a bakery, let's figure out ways to get you a military contracts on the military base. Let's expand those other services, and then let's find a sweet spot. You know, the sweet spot may be cyber. Mm. If cyber is a sweet spot, let's make those investments in cyber right here in this region. Work with your local, work with the mayor, work with the county commissioners, work with all of your school board members, everyone, where we're working together and building a strategic plan on how to move the region forward. Mm-hmm. We got to have regionalism. We just cannot isolate one community saying, I want to do it this way, or one branch of one entity within the government saying, we want to do it this way, that way. Let's do what's going to make sense for the region, for the people to continue to grow, prosper, and have opportunities long term. That's what I'm about.
Well, and the growth in Huntsville is undeniable. I just watched it. It was about an hour-long YouTube video. A guy who's doing a tour of Alabama, and he was shown by one of the German immigrants' grandsons of all around Huntsville, and it's just undeniable the growth of that place. I know there was a little bit of a in the 70s, 80s, after the 60s, everything's closed down from the space program. It's really come back, and it's now a central nerve of the federal government, I'd imagine. Up there, this is a quick throwaway. Do you ever get into the whole Operation Paperclip conversations with folks up there?
I don't.
Yeah, it can be a little contentious, but I think it's a weird part of our history for sure. So you are now in the runoff, and again, we're talking to Anthony Daniels. He is running for the Democratic nomination here in District 2, Congressional District 2, newly created District 2. Why you in particular over Mr. Figure?
Well, here's the difference. The difference is that I've been in Alabama, living in Alabama practically all of my life. I didn't just move back to Alabama to run for a seat. I've worked in Alabama. I have the receipts to show, whether it's eliminating the income tax on overtime pay. That was thought of by me, that was executed by me, and that was signed into law. I also have increased the number of classrooms for early childhood. Knowing, as I mentioned before, every dollar invested in pre-K saves you $7 in corrections. I've increased the number of classrooms in the places, pre-K classrooms, in the places that they need to be for, from an infrastructure standpoint. I've also owned the Innovation Corporation. I'm a board member for the Innovation Corporation that's distributing millions of dollars to start up businesses within the region, within the state of Alabama. I've helped other legislators with projects in their district, whether it's working with Representative Lawrence on the water and sewer for Lowndes County, or whether it's working with Representative Chestnut on rebuilding the schools after the tornadoes in Dallas County, or whether it's working with Representative Ford on making certain that resources, we have robotics program opportunities, robotics programs and other resources for Bullitt, Macon, Barber, and Russell areas, and Representative Warren on the growth of the region in the Tuskegee, Lee County area, or whether it's working with Representative Drummond and standing with the entire Mobile delegation against the rest of the state to ensure that Mobile County are able to keep those dollars from the BP oil spill money. I stood up for that. And so as the minority leader, I've helped people run for office, and I've also delivered. And there's no evidence of any deliverables, not even I don't even know that there's a community service project that my opponent has done in the last 10 to 20 years in the state of Alabama. And so for me, if we are to set a precedent that outside interest has paid almost $2 million to buy a seat in Alabama, I will say to the city council or the mayor in any town in Alabama, the sheriff in any town, if they're trying to do that in Congress, what do you think they'll try to do in the state house? What do you think they'll try to do in local government? We cannot allow out-of-state interests to spend money to buy a seat in Alabama. It is time for the people of Alabama. I worked too hard to even create this district to allow some out-of-state entity to come in and take this district away from us. And so the voters of Alabama have to understand that working for a politician is different than being one. And having the track record and the receipts to show that, that's important. The question has to be, what have you done for Alabama? We're not talking about mom and dad. Let me say this. I was raised by my grandparents. They were sharecroppers until 1978, okay? My mother was a sharecropper. But the hard work ethic that they've taught me growing up is instilled in me today. So you may not know my grandparents' name. You know, where other people had a silver spoon or gold spoon? Hell, I didn't even have a fork. So you talk about grabbing yourself up by your own bootstrap story. That's the American story for many of us. And so I don't have a family member that's in politics. I don't have anyone that's been in politics in my family. I've gotten these things done myself as a person. But it's because of the upbringing, the community that have given me so much that I'm here standing today. And my colleagues in the House, in the Senate that I worked alongside, they're the ones that's been pushing me to be a better me. And so they are like, it's like having parents without having parents everywhere you go, having family members everywhere you go. So my grandparents' spirit still lives in me because of what they taught me. There was nothing given to me. Every obstacle, I was taught that every obstacle that's placed in front of you is an opportunity. And so nobody's given Anthony Daniels anything. I worked hard for this. And I'm going to continue to work hard for the people of Alabama because they keep reelecting me. They have reelected me three times to the House of Representatives. Elected me three times to the House of Representatives. And people I see across the state, said thank you for what you're doing. Most recently, the IVF, where it's 6 days and there was no legislation introduced. I introduced legislation and started beating the streets on the IVF and how these families deserve to be able to bring life into this state. And and the ruling has interrupted that. We have to do something, and we have to do something fast. I don't see anyone else in the state that's running for office that stood up on that issue. So what I'm saying is I have the receipts. And the other piece is, anybody that know me, my word is solid. If I tell you something is going to happen, otherwise I'll come back and tell you that I can't do it. And anybody in that chamber would know that I don't play political games. I'm going to be straight up with you. If you're wrong, you're wrong, and I'm going to make certain that we address it. But I don't do any. I'm for the district. I'm for District 2. I'm for Montgomery. I'm for all 13 counties. But I'm more importantly, I'm for the state of Alabama and want to be able to work with a delegation to be able to bring resources back. You know, we talk about former Senator Shelby.
Mm-hmm.
What former Senator Shelby did, he delivered for this state. He delivered resources for this state. And so I want to be able to deliver resources for the state of Alabama. You know, we didn't know where he slept his head at night, right? But we know what he did for us. So we have to make certain that all this jazz about, oh, you know, well, you moved in the district in October, but you didn't think about us before then. When we were dealing with the overcrowdedness in the prisons, the federal government has jurisdiction over making the Alabama prison system doing with the overcrowdedness and the conditions. Myron Thompson issued a ruling on that. But if you're advising the Attorney General of the United States, why do you advise him to come down and address this issue? Mm-hmm. If you're advising the Attorney General of the United States, let's look at all of these officer-involved shootings around the state of Alabama that are unresolved where families don't know what's happened, right? To be able to balance the chaos that's in the fallout after those things, if you're advising the Attorney General of the United States of America, we hadn't had any intervention in that. Or voting, or even redistricting. We fought on the front lines as legislators for this district. The all the groups that supported it, the LDF, all these groups, the Milliken case, all of the folks that fought for this, and including legislators. But if you're advising the Attorney General of the United States, why wasn't the Justice Department involved in creating this district? So I'm going to tell you this. For me, this is the playoffs. The regular season is over. Now it's time to get down to the round. It's time to lower the hay for the cows to eat. And let's talk about what's real and what's not. And that's where we are right now.
Amen. Again, we're talking to Anthony Daniels. You can always go to anthony4alabama.com. That's anthony4alabama.com. For folks out there listening, if, say, somebody voted in the Republican primary, they cannot vote in the Democratic runoff, obviously. But if somebody sat out or just didn't vote this last time, they can vote in a runoff, right?
Absolutely. They can vote in a runoff for either party.
Okay.
But we certainly want you to vote in the Democratic runoff if you have not voted. Because at the end of the day, we have to send someone to Washington, D.C. that have a proven track record of getting something done. And there's no proven track record with my opponent at all. I don't even know if my opponent had ever been a director of a department or managed a large team or any team. You know, I'm a small business owner. I sign checks on the front. I'm a legislator. I'm a minority leader. I get things done in difficult situations. If I'm able to get these things done in a Republican supermajority, imagine what I can get done if the numbers are quite close or a Democratic majority.
Amen. And, you know, I'd imagine if you and I had long conversations, whether on these airwaves or over a cocktail or something, we would find we have some probably deep ideological disagreements. And on a more practical level, we might, maybe we do agree, have different perspectives on where we're at as a nation right now. But I have to say, I didn't hear you throwing ideological bombs today on this show. And in fact, I was told this is your general approach. You are looking for agreement. So I'll say with your approach, I'm in violent agreement with.
Thank you.
I really appreciate your time today, sir. And if folks do want to get out there and support you, not just voting on the runoff day, but if they want to support your campaign, whether canvassing, getting out and meeting folks in the community, how can they do so?
They can do Anthony at anthonyforalabama.com. And we will, on our website, there's a sign up on the website at anthonyforalabama.com where you can sign up to volunteer for our campaign, to canvass, to make calls, to do text messaging. Whatever it is that we have a lot of opportunities for you. We want to make certain that we don't allow a out-of-state PAC that spent about $2 million to try to buy our seat. We will not stand for anyone outside of Alabama buying our district.
Well, we got to hit a break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk. Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got three floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6. Saturday, 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. 272-9228 if you have a comment or a question for Eddie. And I have to admit, I'm flying by the seat of my pants today a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had some stuff to do this morning, okay. So we can have some fun. I really do appreciate Anthony Daniels stopping by, and the invitation is also open to his opponent, Shamari Figures, and y'all know me. When I invite somebody on as a guest, they're a guest. And I'm more just trying to get more voices out there. These are the folks that might represent this new District 2.
True.
And all eyes are going to be on this, by the way. This is not going to be, us here at News Talk, AL.com, 1819, WSFA, and the advertiser are covering this. This is going to be MSNBC.
Oh, sure.
This is going to be the New York Times. And probably a lot of other conservative voices out there, though. I'd hesitate to say Fox News. Did I just say it? I don't know.
But get ready, because the general election, I think, is going to be one heck of a fight.
I believe you're right, Joe.
We are going to be awash in money, not sparsely.
Well, those cash machines, do we get to go by and just grab some?
I think it's kind of like you got to find the key to the, it's like Scrooge McDuck. In fact, that's always been my dream, is to like get a big old swimming pool full of gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, and really have some fun with it.
Oh, boy. So I did that with cash one time.
You swam in cash?
I didn't swim in it, but we did a particular promotion that made a lot of single dollars.
Okay.
I think like 12,000 is what I came home with.
Did you take your clothes off or something?
No. But anyway, we had it in brown bags, and it's kind of always a dream to just lay the money on the bed. And
actually, I think it's a good idea. We need to like go to some place and start stripping, and the sign says, if you want us to stop, give us money.
Ooh, Joey, I like what you're thinking. Right. Well, we can become rich quick.
Right, yeah. Let's go to Red Top. Hey, Red Top, how you doing?
Well, I hope it's new money because...
True, Red Top. I learned that lesson that day.
Yeah.
So how'd you get the herpes?
Yeah, exactly. Learned that lesson that day.
Starship launched today. Damn it! Did it make it into orbit, Joey?
I think so. It was mostly successful. One of the booster rockets was not retrieved successfully on reentry, but it was largely a successful launch.
Okay, that's the main thing because there's literally no news, not even on any of the major networks. Don't even sell the damn launch of the greatest rocket ever built.
Maybe it has something to do with they don't like Elon.
They sure don't.
Because they're pumping up the Don Lemon interview with him. But, you know, we can't showcase this incredible achievement that Elon's continuing to push forward.
Oh, yeah, just because of X. That's pretty much what it's all about. Now, it's too bad I was on hold the whole time this guy was on wanting to talk to him because he is living in delusion. Alabama's so stuffed full of money coming into it, it doesn't know what to do with it. When he says investment, that means I already owe the government $100,000. Every time he says investment, that means I go owe more money. Because the money doesn't come from anywhere but the government. He is so damn delusional. And he didn't bring up the only two things that matter, buddy. The economy and immigration. He is in dreamland.
Well, those arguments will definitely be had during the general election.
Well, I wish I could have talked to him about it. I wanted to see what he was going to do to lower the state taxes on food and gasoline.
I think he already was a big supporter of the grocery tax, yeah.
Yeah, just talking to him a little bit off air with that, it surprised me that he does have some substantial plans. That surprised me.
It's not just plans, it's stuff he's done.
Yeah, and things he's doing, yeah.
Everything he talked about was just like Eve saying to Adam, come on, Adam, take a bite of this delicious apple. So these guys they live in a separate reality from the rest of us. No, we were not all born with a gold spoon or a silver spoon. None of us were born with a damn spoon in our mouth. We had to start all from the beginning. So, kind of this disadvantaged crap, too. You and I were born just the same as everybody else. We've all been working our whole life, right?
Sure.
Okay, so where's the advantage for me? He puts a lot of people in a class that does not exist. So...
There are some people that start off with a better advantage than others.
I know, but that's no guarantee of success.
I agree. No, it takes hard work, and it. I think he's just talking about, I came from humble beginnings, look where I'm at now. And you said, you know, it's like we're living in different realities. That's why I invited him, and I would love to have others on the show, because especially locally, we got to talk to one another.
Yeah, I hope he's... going to come back and let me ask him some questions, because he did not please the libertarian ear worth a damn. Thank you, bud. Roll Tide, go Trump.
See you, Red Top.
It's good to know Red Top is all in favor of the TikTok ban, too. 2729228. Oh, maybe I got that wrong. Maybe he's against it. I don't know.
Mm.
Though all sorts of conservative influencers are really mad at, like, Rand Paul and Mike Lee, and they're trying to tell Trump, you got this one wrong in the TikTok ban. Like, we got to get this done. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, they're only going to do it to foreigners.
Let me go ahead.
This sort of power, they'll only use against foreigners. Isn't that what we heard with the Patriot Act?
Yeah, and Rumble's going to be next.
Yeah.
X is going to be after that, if not before. But if they're so worried about Chinese knowing what we're doing, what about that balloon or three that came floating right by that they didn't give a rat's butt by?
Right.
We all know what this is, and it's important for people to call out for what it is. They're trying to do this so they can regulate the internet, and they can also, hey, we don't like this site, joeylive.com. We think it's anti-government. We think it's owned by the Chinese, and we're shutting it down.
Right.
And what can Joey do? Not a damn thing.
And everybody's making assurances. No, 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 Eddie. That's not the case. This bill is sealed tight. It's airtight, baby.
I remember.
This is only going to affect TikTok.
These are same folks who told you, if you take the COVID vaccine, you won't get COVID. Remember,
true.
Once they lie to you, they continue to lie.
And do you know what the alternate reality, if we're going to keep using that term, explanation of that was?
What's that?
I was watching Tucker Carlson talk to Chris Cuomo.
Dude, I've been watching clips of that interview.
It's
I'm going to watch
fascinating.
The human factor of those two. It was good, yeah.
Yeah, but part of me is like, is this the beginning of a gay porn?
They were getting very friendly, Joey.
I was like, where are your wives?
And Chris did tell him, I want to crush your head.
You're right. I'm like, whoa, dude, are you going to do deadlifts in front of him next? And you squat down there and get that weight up.
I did not think I would like one single clip of that. I've probably watched 20.
But Cuomo gave the alternate point of view on the what you just said about the vaccines.
Yeah.
He's like, well, people were learning in real time about the science. It's like, no.
Do that. My life, your life is not a laboratory.
Right, and they were not learning in real time.
No,
they were lying.
Lying in real time.
And here's the kicker. The system's so corrupt that they don't even really know they're lying sometimes. Like, certainly the media folks, they think, like Chris Cuomo, the scientists have come up with the latest thing. But it's so baked into the cake of the pharmaceutical industry that they just see it as making money.
Yeah,
and they're not doing anything untoward.
I don't care how I do it. I'm making money.
We're saving lives.
Right. Dude, anything like that. Any kind of... And I'll go as far back as a D.A.R.E. program.
Right.
Look at the money that was wasted in that. The only people that made good money off that or made money off that were the folks selling the T-shirt and the bumper stickers.
Now, in a second, I've got a clip here of Tucker talking to Chris Cuomo, and it's actually about architecture. And Cuomo's like... Architecture? How's postmodern architecture soul-crushing, Tucker? I'm like, go eat another meatball, Cuomo.
He's not in the mob.
Right. So in a second, we'll get to that because I think Tucker's answer actually, it's not even a political answer. I think it's just a genius answer. And it speaks to a philosophical thing I agree with. But before we do, this part of the program brought to you by Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dylan Rings.
That's right, Joe.
Now, this 50% off on 50% of the inventory for 50% of the month of March, it's over on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, isn't it?
Yes.
It's over Saturday.
The math adds up.
And they're going to be doing some renovations. If you go to the Gram, Instagram, you will see that, they've got some renovations ready to go. But they do have these amazing, dazzling offers still available. But it's in-store until this Saturday only. Time is running out. And they, again, will be closed next week for renovations. So you got to get on top of it now, folks. Of course, you can always go to Instagram or Facebook to see some of select items they have on sale. But there's nothing like stopping by, going to see Josh and Leslie Ryder in person. And bonus points to you if you say, happy birthday, Josh. Happy 50th birthday.
He looks good for 50, by the way.
He really does.
I mean,
he's an artist. He's a mad scientist. He's like a stud.
He's got nice skin. He takes care of himself.
So stop by Dylan Rings today. That's 119 Brown Springs Road here in Montgomery. 119 Brown Springs Road. Just off Atlanta Highway, right before you get to Taylor. It's kind of where the old Fun Zone used to be.
Right.
If you remember that. I certainly remember that. I worked there 2.5 years before a tornado took it out. Is right. But be sure to tell Josh and Leslie Ryder that Joey and Eddie on the radio sent you. So here is the clip.
Okay.
That I was just mentioning. This is Tucker Carlson and Chris Cuomo, talking about architecture, but I think Tucker has a remarkable point here.
The public spaces are beautiful. The architecture has not been degraded by postmodern, the oppression of post.
He's talking about being in Moscow.
Postmodern architecture, which is designed to demoralize and hurt you and destroy your spirit. I believe that because it's true.
You believe that postmodern architecture is designed to kill your spirit?
Of course.
Why?
What's the message of it? Well, look, anything that we make with our hands, it's the purest expression of our creativity. So there's a purpose behind everything that we make, mm-hmm. and there's a message behind all of it, as there is in all art. You don't paint a painting with no vision behind it. You paint a painting because you're saying something. And so buildings that are warm and human and that elevate the human spirit are pro-human. And brutalism, for example, or the IMPEG glass boxes that crowd every city in the United States, those are not elevating. What's the message of working in a cube in a room with a synthetic drop ceiling and drywall on the walls and fluorescent lighting ahead of you and no privacy at all? What's the message? The message is really clear. You mean nothing. You are replaceable. You are a widget in a bin awaiting assembly. You're just a cog in a machine. You have no value. And everyone kind of ignores this, like, oh, well, that's the way buildings have always been. No, that's not true. And architecture and anything made by human hands is the purest expression of the society that produced it. So we were like, oh, they're handicrafts. No, they're not handicrafts. They're a visible and tangible sign of who you are, not just as a person, but corporately as a society. And if you live in a place that creates nothing beautiful and doesn't provide people uplifting buildings to live and work in, that's a very sick and dark society. And it wasn't always that way. The public.
I do you think Cuomo was convinced by all that?
I gotta be honest. Tucker did great. I didn't see that clip before, so that Tucker did a wonderful job. But I know that look that Cuomo's got, because I've given you that look I don't know how many times. I'm just like, what in the hell is this guy talking about?
Right.
I thought we were talking about something else.
No, I thought it was amazing.
But I really, with Tucker, and that whole interview's been good, but with Tucker, I totally get that. And he really did Fisher-Price it down. Something made with your hand is the purest form.
Well, and everything seems to be built to be replaceable, too.
Now, Especially here in the U.S.
It is amazing. Recently being in Boston, the skyline's amazing, but some of it's old buildings that really look remarkable.
Right.
Some are these glass boxes. And one thing that's happening is that those are soon going to be, if they aren't already, ghost towns.
Yes, they are.
Nobody's going into the office.
Yep. Big change. And it's
something's got to give here.
It's going to. But what really, like I said, what he said there was so true about building it with your hands is it's the purest form. But here in the United States, we got away from that. Now we build things on the cheap, not for longevity, but because I need it right now.
Right.
And just look at our housing. Look at new buildings that are going up. They don't have the character that they used to have.
And I think it all goes back to the debasement of our money.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't hold value in
there you
money,
go. I got to hurry up and build this. Got to build it on the cheap.
And also, why sink a bunch of money into a thing that's going to last 100, 200 years, if not longer, when
I can make my money quicker off of,
It's all about the quick financialization and interest rates.
Yep.
It's just, I think it has affected so much.
It has.
Of our societies.
But how much of society, even now, I mean, this is opening up to me. How many people in society are aware of this? Actually acutely aware of what's going on.
I don't think people are acutely aware. I think there are folks that have an uneasy feeling in the back of their head. Like
don't know
something's
why.
Yeah, but they don't really know why. Mm-hmm. Or they have kids and they don't have any time to think about anything but the kids.
You know, that's another thing. Thinking back and just a working class family, you are so focused on just getting to work, getting the kids fed, getting them into school. I hate it because we turn our backs on political thinking. They got our best. I voted for the guy. Right. I voted for the guy. She has my best interest in mind. And they hadn't had our best interest in mind in I don't know how long. And even for me, to look back, I mean, I buried my face in work for the last 40 years. To look back, my politician screwed me over. And I'm pissed.
You're like the voice of a generation.
New Coke?
Ugh. This is part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking more like Boats and Hoes.
Ah. Oh, get me rapping.
Voice of a generation.
Don't get me rapping.
But Montgomery Men's Health, well, guys, we know as we get older, as we mature, two things can start to happen. Well, one is performance issues. You know, when I'm talking about erectile dysfunction.
Right.
Or low testosterone. And it's nothing to deny, put off, be embarrassed about. It's not something also to wait to get fixed. You need to get by there to Montgomery Men's Health today, especially if you're experiencing all these symptoms. I know guys don't like going to the doctor. I'm that way, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys just like us. So if you feel a lack of motivation, a lack of energy and drive, including a decreased sex drive, you just feel like you're walking through life in a fog,
Well, knowing whether you have low T is huge in combating these issues. There are a lot of guys walking around who don't know they, in fact, have low testosterone. So the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have low T treatments there that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
Better mental clarity. Improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, usually even notice an increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call, guys. 440-3663. Again, that number, 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMensHealth.com to book your appointment today.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. One more nice dry day today before the storm system approaches that'll bring rain back into our forecast. Today, though, some high cloudiness, but a good bit of sunshine and warm for March with a high temperature up near 80. We're dry through the evening hours tonight, but the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms begin in the overnight hours. Then rain and storms become more likely on Friday and Friday night. The front will stall, and that'll keep the risk of showers and maybe a couple of thunderstorms in the forecast Saturday with a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Madness is happening right now. The real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due at signing. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hey folks, this is Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center, and did you know there's all kind of dogs that we can feed, like sleepy dog, hot dog, creek dog, swimming dog, hunting dog, shaggy dog, lap dog, window dog, riding dog, hiding dogs, puppy dog, standing dog, hat dog, cozy dog, family dog, even a dancing dog, man. So come see us at 1154 South Memorial Drive in Prattville, and we can even feed your kitty cat, too.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back. Final minutes of the first hour here on a Thursday, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. And like I said, I'm flying by the seat of my pants today.
Well, lucky for you, you got big boy pants. There's a lot of seat to hold on to there.
Judge Cannon asks if Trump prosecution is arbitrary enforcement. She's potentially preparing to throw out the case.
Ooh.
Asking Jack Smith tough questions. I believe this is the documents case in Florida. Interesting. Apparently, she is asking very tough questions. And this is all in light of Robert Hur's report and testimony.
That really is the biggest elephant in the room.
More and more are coming out about that testimony. I watched as much as I could while I was working at the House. But it was, again, I loved it because he pissed off both sides, which means he got it right.
Now, this is from Julie Kelly on Twitter, saying that Cannon hammered the fact that no former president or vice president has been charged under the Espionage Act for taking and keeping classified records, including national defense information, which represents 32 counts against Trump in Jack Smith's indictment. Here is Julie Kelly's prediction. Cannon won't dismiss the case based on the motions debated today, vagueness of the Espionage Act, and protection under the Presidential Records Act. But it is very likely she will dismiss the case based on selective prosecution, a motion still pending before her. Cannon pressed both defense and special counsel to explain when the quote-unquote crime of willful retention of national defense information begins. She noted the date in Jack Smith's indictment as to when Trump's first violated the Espionage Act, January 20th, 2021, the day he left office. Jay Bratt, representing Special Counsel Office, confirmed the crime began that day because a former president, as a former president, he was entitled to retain the documents. Cannon again asked for historical precedent as to when a former president or vice president faced charges for similar conduct. Bratt, of course, said there were none. Never. And Cannon added multiple times in her questioning, and vice president. Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Mike Pence, all skated on criminal charges. Trump is the only one who has not. And in a large sense, you could say a president has a hell of a lot more right than a vice president.
Yes. And what kills me with that is we all, every American citizen, like it or not, knows what the deal is. So I'm glad she said it out loud.
This is an actual quote. Arbitrary enforcement is featured in this case. Is featuring in this case. That's from the judge. Wow.
And why are we still having this case?
This is, what a weird time we live in. It's just bonkers.
They can't get you another way. They'll drag you to the courts.
Mm. Hey, let's go to line one. You're on there. Who's this?
To receive these funds.
Oh, yeah. Shut up.
See? You see what I go through?
It's just,
see what I
can't
go
have
through?
Nothing.
Nope.
No respect.
Well, we must be on the do not call list, so I don't know how they're getting our numbers, Joey.
You know, Rodney Dangerfield's mom, you know, got him a dog, and at first, you know, thought, you know, just to give him something that'll love him.
Yeah.
But she had to put a pork chop around his neck.
Ugly dude, wasn't he?
No respect.
No.
272-9228. Well, and one day his dad finally asked him to sit in his lap, but it was in the electric chair.
Oh, yeah.
Just no respect. Yeah, I love some of the classic Rodney crap. Like, it's, that's a whole different animal right
there. How old was Rodney when he become popular? Like, to me, it was 80s, so he had to be in his 60s.
60s, yeah.
But he was a comedian the whole time, wasn't he? Just for whatever reason, flying under my radar.
Successful.
Or
yeah,
that's so crazy.
Well, and I think he's a testament to incredibly hard work in a kind of a rough life.
He's got that sticking to it, this man.
I'd like to think I have that a bit, but not to that degree. But we got to hit this top of the hour break. First, this part of the program brought to you by Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. And there at the Goodson Group, Bo and his team have a unique understanding of the River Region real estate market because Bo, well, he's been helping buyers and sellers in Montgomery and the surrounding areas for over 4 decades. I think it's getting close to 5. At the Goodson Group, they not only can help you with buying and selling, though, they also have management services available should you want to rent out your home, which is a great idea in this market. And then the crown jewel there at the Goodson Group is the Bo Goodson Real Estate School, one of the most highly acclaimed real estate programs in the state because, well, so many folks have graduated from Bo's Real Estate School and gone on to great success. Whether it's fully licensed realtors, it's a great way to prepare you for a licensing test, or as more knowledgeable private players. So check out the Goodson Group today. You can always go to thegoodsongroup.com or give them a call at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group. Great sponsor here of News and Views in the afternoon. More News and Views, well, after this.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. American shoppers picked up their spending in February after